Blackstone Audio presents Death on Telegraph Hill by Shirley Tallman. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. In loving memory of our beautiful and courageous daughter, Karen, you will be with us forever in our hearts. And to H.P., who is always there for me. Chapter 1. A sudden gust of wind hit me full in the face, nearly causing me to lose my footing on the wooden steps leading up the east slope of San Francisco's Telegraph Hill. Burrowing my head farther inside my hood, I hastened to catch up with my brother Samuel, who was several stairs ahead of me. He was obviously as eager as I was to be done with this precipitous climb. It was a cold, clear evening late in March 1882. In addition to the gusting wind, the approaching dusk was making our hike up the Filbert Street steps more arduous than if undertaken during daylight hours. Had I known what lay in store for us that night, the efforts of this ascent would have seemed very trivial indeed. But I am getting ahead of my story. Our destination was the home of Mortimer Remy, a friend of my brother's and publisher of the San Francisco Weekly, a popular newspaper that often bought Samuel's crime articles. Mr. Remy had invited a group of local authors to meet the young Irish poet, Oscar Wilde, who was touring the United States to publicize a book of poetry he had published the previous year. At least that was the ostensive reason given for his visit. It was hardly a secret that the actual purpose of the trip was to tout the so-called aesthetic movement, which comprised artists, poets, and writers who argued that art need not be practical or useful, but should exist solely for its own sake. Mr. Wilde, the self-proclaimed champion of this philosophy, announced that it was his...